Susan Ritter picked him up later that evening and drove him to the beach. Now they sat in the car several hundred yards up the road from the house. On one side of the highway, a high, grassy bank rose into the night and flattened off. To his right, the road sloped off to the beach. He glanced through the windshield at the house, frame structure, built on pilings that jutted out from the sand. The house was dark, except for an occasional square of light at a window.
This is it, Cornell. Get underneath the house and wait. The entrance faces the water. You'll see the steps once you're down there. When Sanders comes out, take your time and get him with the first shot. If you miss, you won't have another chance. He's that fast. And that's the reason you don't want to go up against him. If he's developed the persecution complex, he'll be carrying a gun.
Are you going to wait here?
No. There's a car parked back up the road from us. Keys are in the ignition. Take it and get back to the hotel. I'll be in touch.
Yes, all right. Wait! What's that car parked up the road ahead of us?
That's Sanders' car. Are you ready?
One more thing.
What is it?
How much traffic runs along here at night?
Not much. It's plenty dark under the house, so you won't be seen from the road. But make sure there are no witnesses. And don't let Sanders get the edge. Understand?
Yes.
Then get going.